真的谢谢大家，谢谢大家，过去就为我们的祷告，为老师祷告。
You have been praying for me, praying for us.
那我的姐夫呢，就上个星期六突然就走了，去世了。
My brother-in-law passed away last week.
我正在星期六正在参加一个朋友的女儿的婚礼，在婚礼结束以后，在这个reception 呢，在吃饭的时候，突然就接到我姐姐的这个电话。
I was in a wedding, my friend's daughter's wedding, and in the reception, I just got called, and I was told.
她就在中午睡觉的时候呢，突然就大动脉堵塞，她就不能动了。
But when he was sleeping, and no one, he all of a sudden, his
stroke.
Yeah, got a stroke.
那后来送到医院呢，也就长话短说，就是抢救无效。
He was sent to hospital, but he could not make it.
那是感谢主，就是在这个他这个没有呼吸之前呢，我的姐姐非常的冷静，她就给我打电话说：“你祷告给我授权，让我来给他施洗。”
Oh, praise the Lord! And before he passed away, My sister, she was so calm. He called me and he asked me for my approval that so that he had the authority to baptize her husband.
他就跟他的媳妇一起拿着水去给他点水，在病床上面就洗。
So the baptizing and that.
那在这个之前呢，我姐姐也说她姐夫过去防备他去教会，防备他追求，现在呢，他非常支持他追求这个信仰。
My brother-in-law, he used to, he was against my sister, didn't want her to go to church, but now, later he support very well.
Anna is, 今天 Anna 是在主日学是吧？
Anna 在哪里？晚上去主日学。
哦，主日学。
好，那没关系，那我。
那我讲英文。
好的。我英文没那么好。
我的英文也不好，但是我们就配搭的配搭一下。
是，中文方面。
So, my brother-in-law started really supporting my sister to go to church and for her faith.
我姐夫呢他是很支持我姐姐去教会。
Even some brothers and sisters, you know, in the same complex, come down to visit my sister.And my brother-in-law will help those sisters, you know, if there's some problem in the household, he's going to help to fix stuff. He was an electrician before.
Oh, 他是个那个电工，然后在这个整个这个住户里面，如果谁家有什么需要的，他都去帮忙。
He always tell those sisters, yeah, your faith is really good. It's good faith.
他经常跟
good belief.
跟我姐姐说，你们的信仰是非常好的。
Anyway, we do what we can.
我们就做了我们能做的。
We believe the Lord has heard our prayers.
我们相信主已经听了我们的祷告。
Heard my sister's prayer.
听了我姐姐的祷告。
So many years of prayer.
还有很多年的祷告。
He's a faithful God.
他是信实的神。
I believe my brother-in-law's salvation.
我相信我姐夫仍是得这个救恩的。
The details we don't know, but God knows.
但具体我们不知道，神是知道的。
One thing I know, God is really with us.
但我们很确定知道的就是神和我们同在。
I really thank you for your prayer. The one week in Beijing was very, very fruitful.
有在北京有个聚会是非常的顺利。
The one week in Beijing.
One week, 好像是有一周在北京很顺利一些。
So my sister asked me to host, facilitate the funeral.
我就叫我姐姐她主持这整个。
姐姐要我主持。
哦，姐姐邀请牧师去主持整个这个葬礼。
So I just preach the gospel there.
我在那里去分享信息，分享。
I saw that all the relatives are open.
我看到。所有的那些亲戚们，他们心都是敞开的。
They are from different cities of China.
他们从中国不同的城市过来。
And the Lord gave me a few chances to, you know, to bring a few people to the Lord.
他们也 感谢神也给我很多的机会，使得我可以带一些人信主。
And also give me opportunity to talk with my nephew and his wife very seriously this time about the Christian faith.
而且我还可以很就是有这样一个很好的机会，可以很认真的跟我的外甥和他的太太分享这个福音。
Before I always thought they are young.
以前我总觉得他们还年轻啊，还有很多时间。
But this time I called them.Together, I said, "You, I need to talk to you about your faith."
但这次我把他们拉了一遍，说我要跟你们讲讲这个关于这个信仰的这个事情。
I always thought your dad has a lot of time, but he suddenly has gone. He's 71. He's very, very healthy.
我一直以为你爸爸还很年轻，才71岁，没问题，还有很多时间。
But he's gone.
但突然间就没了。
So anyway, I had a very good time with my nephew and his wife.
所以我有个很好的一个时光跟我的外甥。
And they are willing to accept the faith.
他真的，他们就接受了这个。
We need to be very serious about thinking about the eternal things.
我们真的是想到我们这个永恒的这个事情要很严肃看待。
My nephew is a, how to say, he's a in the world standard, he's very successful.
我的外甥呢，从这个世界的标准呢，他是很成功的。
He has a company. The company is to offer advice of security for Huawei and BYD.
他有一个公司呢，是给那个华为啦，还有比亚迪这两家公司提供这个安全这个咨询的。
So he has, you know, everything looks good.
所以一切都看起来非常好。
Marriage is good. Kids are good.
婚姻也很好，孩子也很好。
Parents are good，
父母也都好。
The relationships are really good，
关系也都好。
But suddenly this happened，
但是突然间就发生这样的事情。
But anyway， this is opportunity I was able to share gospel with them。
但不管怎么样，这是一个很好的时光，使得我可以跟他们这样深入的分享这个福音。
I felt the Lord was with us。
我感觉到神跟我同在，跟我们同在。
I spend some time with my sister. Her faith is very, very strong.
我花了点时间跟我的姐姐在一起，她的信心很强。
She was very calm to deal with many things.
她很平安、很平和处理这一切的事情。
However, I know there's an aftermath. You know, I still encourage her son in myself to follow up with my sister because I know.That there's a, you know, the morning will come. Morning will come. Even the Bible said, "Give people 40 days to mourn for the lost."
但是这个很多的一些事情，这个后面的这个后续的事情的话呢，确确实实的还是就是你要想到就是知道人第二天面临第二天早晨的时候，日子还很长啊。圣经也讲说有40天的这个哀痛期嘛，所以还是有这么一段时间需要克服。
But thank you very much for your prayer.
很感谢大家的祷告。
The Lord was with me.
神与我同在。
And you know, some wonderful things happened.
还有很奇妙的事情发生。
This time, Lord taught me some lessons.
这次呢，神也教了我一些功课。
One lesson I learned is, Lord is speaking to me. I believe through some of the things is that you don't ever limit me.
Don't ever
limit me.
Oh.有一个功课我学到，就是说神呢说不要限制我的能力。
Don't ever put me in a box.
不要把我装在一个盒子里面。
I am the Lord. I am the Creator.
我是创造的神。
I can do whatever I want.
我可以做任何我心里所愿意做的事。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么吗？
The worst thing for me is about this jet lag. I don't like the jet lag. My wife worry about me, you know, 1 week or dealing with the jet lag. I'm getting older. Could be worse.
这是我的最担心或是的事情，就是他有时差的问题。他
很严重。
对，他非常严重，就是要来回在一个星期是会受不了的。
You know what happened? I said, okay. I told my sister, I said, okay, in the afternoon, I'm going to have a nap. Don't wake me up. If I sleep all the way to 5, 6 o'clock, just let me sleep. because it's my Vancouver sleeping time, I don't want to deal with the jet lag.
我就跟我姐姐说，下午的时候，如果我要是睡着的话，就请允许我一直睡到五六点。
So I will be with you whole morning, okay? Whole morning, I will be with you.
这样，我就可以一整个早晨呢，我都可以跟你们在一起。
I don't want to change the time, you know.
因为这个时差，我不想这样调过来。
You know what happened? So in the hotel, I just slept so well in the night.
你想发生什么呢？在这个酒店里面，我居然睡得很好。
Very well.
非常好。
Every night.
每个晚上。
So in the daytime, I was so energetic. So I just spent the morning and the afternoon with my sister and her family.
白天的时候，我就充满了能力啊，充满了力量，跟我的姐姐他们在一起。
Interesting. I said, "Oh boy."
我说，哇。
Hello. Thank you.
神啊，感谢你。
I don't want to change the time. You know?
我不想改这个时差，因为不好倒一个星期来回。
But now, you help me to change.
现在神已经
It's so easy.
把我改到适应国内的这个时间了。
But Lord, there's another problem. If I change, and then I have to change back.
但是又有个问题，如果我要回到温哥华的话，又还得改回来。
I will have trouble to change back.
我一直有个麻烦，就是改回这个时差。
You know what happened?
你知道后来发生什么？
So in the plane, from Seoul, 韩国啊, from Korea
韩国,
to Vancouver, you know,
they
had two seats beside me was empty. I just slept.
我旁边两个座位就是空的，所以我就可以睡觉。<laughs>
And come home and had the supper and go to bed at 11 p.m. I thought maybe I couldn't sleep at all.
回到家里面是已经是晚上十一点，我想说我肯定是睡不着。What
happened was I just slept from 11 to 5.
情况是我从晚上十一点睡到五点钟。
You don't need to change. You just change automatically.
不需要改时差的，直接神就把我已经改好了。
That never happened to me before.
这个以前是从来没有这么好的。
I believe many people had the similar problem.
我相信很多人都有过这时差的问题。So
the second day I was so energetic, I just started. I did a lot of stuff.
这第二天我又充满了力量，然后做了很多事情。 On
the second night, same thing. I just slept so well. I didn't need to deal with the jet lag.
第二天晚上我也是睡得很好，就完全没有时差问题。
I said, "Thank Lord."
我说感谢神啊。
I feel the Lord. I need to repent. I said, "Lord, I tried to put you into a box."
神啊，我也要悔改了，因为我把你装在一个盒子里面了。Lord
is saying to me, "Don't ever put me in a box."
不要把我装在盒子里面。
I can do anything I want. I can make people die. I can make people live. That's Bible said.
我可以让人死，也可以让人活。
I can make people healthy.
我可以让人很健康。
It's a very easy job for me.
这个是很容易的事情。
As long as you trust me.
只要你信靠我。
You know, this is some experience I just want to share with you. Let us all trust the Lord.
这是我跟你分享一段经历，我们真的要信靠神。Now
it's going to be a time we need to trust Him even much more.
就是我们现在呢，到了一个时间，我们应该更加的信靠他。Brothers,
sisters, we need to wake up. We need to know what is the time right now.
我们要醒过来，现在是什么时候？
In Vancouver, Vancouver is a place people are used to the good weather. Everything looks good.
看起来天气都很好，一切都很好。
But believe me.
但是你要相信。
Believe me.
相信我。
Many prophets prophesied.
很多人。
The coming challenges will way beyond our comprehension.
将来的挑战会远远是超过你所。
We need to be prepared.
面对的。
We need to build our life, our house on the rock.
我们要把我们的生命建在这个磐石上。The
Word of God.
我们的房子建立在神的话语。We
need to listen to the Holy Spirit every day.
我们要听圣灵，每一天要听圣灵的声音。
No matter what you do,
不论你做什么,
and you will find your experience is not going to work.
然后你会找到，会发现呢，你的经验不灵了。
Your knowledge is not going to work.
你的知识呢，也不行了。
Your strength is not going to work.
你的力量也不行了。
The people, all the people, they need God. We need God.
每个人都需要神。
The other day, I talked to a brother.
有一天，我跟一个弟兄在聊天。
Actually, he was. I was going to. We were talking about the faith.
我们在讨论这个信仰的问题。
I said, "For me, I have God. Life is difficult. For you, you do not have God. What do you think about your life in the future?"
我说，我既然信主的人都经历这个生活的这个困难，但你没有神，你怎么面对呢？
I have God. I have Almighty God. Life is difficult.
我有神，我有这个大能的神，但我面临的生活都是有挑战的，很大的挑战。
You do not have God. Do you think you can have a good life?
你没有神，你觉得你会有很好的生活吗？
Brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹,
all the more we need God.
所以我们更加的需要神。
All the more we need Jesus Christ.
我们更多的需要耶稣。
Just remember, what we preach is called good news.
所以要记得我们所传扬的。
Just like the other song sing, we are called to preach the good news.
我们刚刚唱的那首歌，我们是被呼召去传扬这个好信息的。
We bring the good news.
我们去传播。
Always remember, what is the call of our faith?
这是我们的信仰，信仰的中心。
That's the good news.
是那个好消息。
Good news is Jesus Christ come to take away our sins.
就是耶稣基督来，他来除去我们的罪。
So we become children of God.
所以我们可以成为神的孩子。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪被赦免。
And we will not be condemned to death and hell.
我们不会被定罪，不会去到地狱。
We have eternal life.
我们会有永恒的生命。
We have abundant life even on this earth.
我们会有丰盛的生命在这个世上。
That's the good news.
这是个好消息。
Brothers and sisters, we bring the good news to the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们把这个好消息带到世界上。
Wherever we go, we bring the good news.
不论去到哪里，我们都带去好消息。
We do not bring a religion.
我们不是带去一个宗教。
Religion brings bad news to people.
宗教带去的是坏消息。
God is going to judge you.
神会审判你的。
You are not measuring up to God's standard.
你都达不到神的标准。
You see how bad you are.
你看你多糟糕。
That's the bad news.
那个是坏消息。
Yes, we need to face our sins. We need to confess.
我们确确实实，我们要面对我们的罪，我们得要悔改。
But first, we hear the good news.
首先，我们要听好消息。
Because our sins already taken away by someone.
因为我们的罪已经被人除掉了。
So we are able to face.
我们
God
要面对神。
Hello, William. Hello, William. God bless you. You listen to the good news, okay?
神祝福你，要听好消息了。
Give you a hug.
去打飞草。
God bless you.
认识啊。
Yeah, you sit there, and listen.
认识。
Sit there and listen. So, all of us are going to listen to the good news.
所以我们要听好消息。
We will have many people come to the church. They're looking for the church, a safe refuge.
我们会有很多的人呢，想要去找个教会，成为他们的避难所。
You know, many people they are looking because they don't want to be judged.
在寻找，他们不想被论断。
They don't want to put down.
他们不想被看低。
They don't want to the sins to be exposed.
他们不想。
They don't need you to tell them how bad they are.
你不需要告诉他们他们有多么问题，就是他们有多糟糕。
They already know it.
他们已经知道了。
But they are looking for hope.
他们是想要找盼望。
They are looking for true support. They are looking for true substance which can really help them, support them, to help them to get up.
他们是真的找一个实实在在的东西，可以支持他们的，使得可以他们可以被扶起来的。
We are called to be those people.
我们就是被呼召要做这样的人。
The messengers of good news.
我们就是做这样一个福音的这个好消息的使者。
First, we come here to build our life on a solid rock.
那首先呢，我们要把我们自己的生命要建立在这个磐石上。
The word of God
就是神的话。
Brothers, sisters, every morning,
弟兄姐妹们,
first thing you do is to pray and read the word of God.
每天呢，每天早晨呢，你们要祷告，要读神的话语。
Do you want to help your family?
你想不想帮你的家人呢?
Do you want to have strength for the day?
你想不想今天有力量吗?
Do you want to help your friends around?
你想想帮你的朋友?
Your answer will be yes.
你会得到肯定的答案。
Your answer is yes.But where do you get your strength?
肯定的，但是你的能力从哪里来呢？
Brother Bills is prophet. He saw in the visions.
这个先知他看到了异象。
Is in the days ahead, many Christians.
他说看到未来有很多的基督徒。
They're so busy with their cell phones.
他很忙在看手机。
Because they need to make a living.
他们想要赚钱。
How do you not maneuver through the life?
他怎样去在这个生命里面怎么样去游走
I'm also troubled by the social media everything.
然后有很多的这个社交媒体给他们带来很多麻烦
Their head is doing this
他们的头就是这样低着头
It's looking down
看着低头看着
They have no time to look up
他们没有时间往上看
We need to look up brothers and sisters
我们要往上看
The Bible said where comes my strength
圣经上说我们的能力从哪里来呢
Lift up your head to heaven.
我们要头抬起来。
Because my strength comes from the Creator of the heaven and earth.
能力是来自创造天地的主。
Your strength will not come from the social media.
你的能力不会从这个社交媒体来。
Your strength will never come from the chicken soup.
你的能力不会从那些心灵鸡汤那边来。
Your strength will never come from those people. What did you know? They tried to.Create things to draw your eyes.
你的能力不会来自那些东西，他那些是创造了以后，就是为了夺取你的眼目。
Take your time.
我们要。
At the end of the day, you find it does not help you at all.
在这个日子结束以后，这个、一天的结束以后，你会发现这些都帮不了你。
Only take your time away.
只是把你的时间给夺走了。
Okay, today we will come to a passage in the Bible.
我们今天要看那个一段经文。
Which is Genesis 9:20-27.
创世纪第九章。
Again, we need to build our life on the solid rock.
再次
the word of God.
再次强调，我们要把我们的生命建立在磐石上，就是神的话。
Jesus said, "If you hear my word and do it." You build your life on the rock.
你听了我的话就去行的，就是把你的房子建在磐石上。
And Bible said, the word of God is a light on our path.
神的话语呢，其实就是我们路上的光。
And it's a lamp before our feet.
是我们脚前的灯。
Without light, we don't know where to go.
没有光的话，我们都不知道往哪里去。
So today we will look.And go through a very important passage in the Genesis.
我们看这个创世纪里面很重要的一段内容。
You know, Genesis, the ending content, has a big influence for the future.
在创世纪里面的每一段呢，其实对这个未来都有很大的一个影响力。
That's why I called Genesis.
这就为什么叫创世纪。
So either in a good way or either in a very bad way.
要么就是从这个正面，要么就从负面。
So any story recorded in the Bible in Genesis has a great influence to humankind.
创世纪的每一段故事呢，对后来人类的这个世代有很大的影响。
Let's read this passage from 20-27.
我们来读这个第20节到27节。
Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard.
诺亚起来，做起农夫来，栽了个葡萄园。
When he drank some of his wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent.
他喝了园中的酒，便醉了，在帐篷里赤着身子。
Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father's nakedness and told his two brothers outside.
迦南的父亲韩看见他父亲赤身，就到外面告诉他两个兄弟。
But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders. Then they walked in backwards and covered their father's nakedness. Their faces were turned the other way, so that they would not see their father's nakedness.
于是撒和雅弗拿件衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进去给他父亲盖上。他们背着脸看不见父亲的尸身。
When Noah awoke.From his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him.
诺亚醒了酒，知道小儿子向他做的事。
He said, "Cursed Canaan, the lowest of slaves will he be to his brothers."
就说迦南当受咒诅，必给他弟兄做奴仆的奴仆。
He also said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem."
据说耶和华赏的神是应当称颂的，愿迦南做赏的奴仆。
May God extend the territory of Japheth. May Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his slave.
愿神使亚弗扩张，使他住在赏的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的奴仆。
So this is a story, simple story written in Genesis.
在创世纪里很简单的一段故事。
But it has a profound influence for the future generations.
但是它对这个未来呢，却有很深远的影响。
So he has three sons.
他有三个儿子。
He's a common ancestor of all mankind live on earth.
他可以说是全人类的一个同一个始祖。
Basically, Canaan, the son of Ham.Was cursed by his grandfather.
这个韩的儿子呢，迦南呢，就被他的父亲给咒诅了，被他的祖父。
And Canaan was a group of people later on, which was eradicated from the earth by Moses, because they were really, really bad, become the symbol, and God basically wants to take them away.
迦南呢，就是我们圣经上讲的那个迦南地，就是摩西带这个以色列人出来要去那个迦南地，就基本上就是把迦南地的人都要除灭，让这个以色列人进去的那个地方。
And Shem is the ancestors of Abraham.
闪呢，就是亚伯拉罕的祖先。
And ancestor of Jesus Christ.
还有耶稣基督的祖先。
Maybe it's the ancestors of Chinese people too.
也可能是我们华人的祖先。
There's some debate.
有当然有些中间有些辩论。
Maybe we are from the group of Ham.
也可能我们是有一部分是从韩那边。
Japheth is for sure the ancestors of Europeans.
在亚弗呢是欧洲人的祖先。
You see here, Japheth was blessed by Shem.
你看这个亚弗呢，他也是蒙这个闪之下的这个祝福。
And so things happen.
所以这些事就是这样发生的。
Because of Noah's words.
因为是诺亚他的这个祝福和这个咒诅。
Now here we need to learn a few lessons.
所以我们这里可以学到一些功课。
As I said, whatever is written in Genesis is extremely, extremely important.
就像我前面说的，在创世纪里面写的都是非常非常重要的。
First,
首先
the wine in the Bible, if it's drunk, if you get drunk, it represents that the people are out of control. They are not disciplined.
在圣经里面也有提到，就是当人如果喝酒喝下去的话，人会失控的。
Basically, it represents the indulgence of flesh.
这个基本是预表的人呢是这个
放纵肉体，
沉迷在这个肉体的里面。
Basically, you are undisciplined.
就是基本就是一个就是你没有受到很好这个约束管教的这个。
So what is the nakedness represent? Nakedness, 赤身。
这个赤身是预表什么意思呢？
Nakedness basically represents the shame because of your wrongdoings.
这个赤身呢是代表的是你的一种羞耻，是因为你做了一些不对的、不合适的事情。
Maybe because of your lack of knowledge and stupidity, maybe it's because of your sin.
可能是因为你的愚昧啦、啊，或者说有些无知啊，或者说就是一些罪所带来的。
So nakedness represents the consequence.
所以事实呢通常是代表这些事情的这个后果。
Now, so Noah here, what happened was he became a farmer and he planted a vineyard and he was very happy and he lost the control.
所以诺亚在这里他就做了个农夫，他就是栽种一个葡萄园，他喝醉了，失去了控制。
And this story,And later on, he, because his nakedness was uncovered by his third son, Ham. He was very unhappy. His nakedness was exposed to other people.
是因为他的赤身呢是被他的这个孙子看见，儿子
Ham。
Ham。
哦，他是被Ham看见，所以他非常不高兴。
Ham and reported to other brothers.
对，
是韩看见，然后韩呢去告诉了他的其他的他的两个兄弟。
What happened is Noah, after he knowing this, and he cursed Ham's son Canaan.
但诺亚呢，他就是咒诅的是韩的儿子迦南。
It's very interesting. Some people they don't want to curse their sons because the son is too dear to him.
很有意思，他是不是因为自己的儿子太亲了，他不咒诅他自己的儿子，咒诅他儿子的儿子。
If he's angry with the son, I curse your son.
所以他是我不喜欢你的，就自己的儿子的，我不咒诅你，我咒诅你的儿子。
Anyways,
是不是这样？
So Ham's son was cursed.
所以韩的儿子呢，就是被这样咒诅了。
By Noah,
被诺亚咒诅。
Remember, Noah has a very big spiritual authority.
所以你要记住，诺亚呢，他其实还是有很那个很不一样这个，他有属灵的权柄的。
Just like any parents in the family has authority.
就像你家里面每个父亲呢，你的父母了，每个父母他都有属灵的权柄了，在家里面。
Noah is not only a parent.He's also someone God has given him authority.
是诺亚，他也不是普通的一个家长，他是有神给他一个权柄的。
Just like each one sitting here, because you were chosen by God, your authority is bigger.
就像你们每个人都是神拣选的。
When you say things to your children, your authority is doubled.
所以你对你们的孩子呢，你的权柄是双倍的。
So.Be careful what you say.
所以你要小心你们说的话。
Anyway, Noah as a spiritual parent, spiritual man, man of God, and in his drunkenness, he cursed his sons, blessed his son.
诺亚呢，他作为一个属灵的人，作为一个有这个属灵的权柄的，他喝醉了，他咒诅了别人，咒诅了自己的这个。做主的孙子。
Now we need to learn a few lessons.
所以我们要学一些功课。
This is a very bad thing for humankind.
不是好事，
而且
对
Ham
对人类来说不是好事，特别是对于这个Ham的后代。
But this good thing happened to Shem and Japheth.
但对撒和雅弗呢是个好事。
Now why this father blessed them?
为什么父亲是祝福了他们俩呢？
Okay, the few lessons we need to learn.
有些功课我们得学了。
First of all,
第一个
as we said, this spiritual man, now he's drunk.
这个属灵的人呢，他现在已经喝醉了。
His behavior, his word lose control.
他的行为呢，他就会失去控制。
This is one lesson we need to learn.
这个是一个功课我们得学的。
For the spiritual man,Sitting here, a spiritual woman sitting here.
我们作为属灵的人呢，我们坐在这里。
Hey, spiritual man? Hey, spiritual woman.
你们是属灵的人。
You know Jesus Christ.
你们都知道耶稣基督。
You know God.
你们都知道神。
However,
然而
，However, we always need to be watchful.
我们要很谨慎。
Watchful.
要小心。
Prayerful.
要很小心。
Don't assume if you are spiritual, you won't do bad things.
不要就是觉得说我很属灵，其实我们有的时候会做不对的事。
Watchful, be watchful,
很小心。
No matter how strong you are,
不论你属灵有多强，有多那个多属灵。
No matter how much you think, faith you have,
不论你说我有多大的信心。
Be watchful.
要很谨慎，很小心。
We need to always be humble.
因为我们永远的要谦卑。
So always depend on the Lord.
要永远知道这一切都要靠主。
We would rather say that, Lord, I do not have faith.
我们宁愿说主啊，我没有信心。
Don't like Peter boast. I have strong faith. No matter what happens, I won't do this. Like Peter, you know.
不要像那个彼得，还很夸口的说我很有信心。
You would rather say I do not have faith.
你宁愿说我没有信心。
You would rather say I'm weak.
你宁愿说我很软弱。
Just like Paul said, I am weak. The strength of God will overshadow me.
我在软弱的时候，神的能力来覆庇我。
This is the first lesson we always need to know to be alert.
我们要学习的就是我们永远都要小心。
In the coming days, we need to pray that the Lord will give the Spirit to work out the fruit of the Spirit.
将来的日子呢，你会发现这个神的这个圣灵呢，它是通过这个圣灵的这个果子将你运行出来。
Fruit of the Spirit is self-discipline.
圣灵的有个果子呢，叫做节制。
This is extremely important.
这是非常的重要。
Don't say yes today. I want to relax. I do whatever I want.
千万不要觉得说啊，我想放松啊，我想做什么都可以啊。
I want to say whatever I want.
我想要说什么都可以。
Brothers and sisters, no.
弟兄姐妹们
，no.
不好。
You are a spiritual man, woman.
你是属灵的人。
Noah did this, and then he got naked.
诺亚呢，他就是这样做，结果他导致他自己赤身了。
First, he got naked.
首先他赤身。
Do you want to expose your nakedness?
你想要也这样赤身吗
？Second,
第二个
，his words are out of control.
就是我们的话失去控制。
And he cursed his sons.
他去咒诅他的儿子。
Curse his grandson.
咒诅他的孙子。
He didn't know that his words has such authority.
他并不知道他的话说出来是有权柄的。
And literally, Canaan was cursed.
而且事实上，真的，他的孙子就是这样被咒诅了。
This is one of the greatest curses in the Bible.
这是圣经上里面是最强的一个咒诅。
There's one curse for Adam, because he listened to the snake and the cursed be the ground.
有一个咒诅就是亚当，他因为是听了他的太太夏娃，结果吃了那个果子，他就被
地主受了咒诅。
对，
地主受了 curse. A father pronounced to the.
但这个是父亲对他的后代的这个咒诅。
So, always.Be humble, be prayerful, be watchful.
要常常要祷告，要谨慎祷告。
Don't assume you are strong.
就不要那个觉得自己很强。
Second lesson we want to learn.
第二个我们要学的。
When you see a spiritual man, spiritual giant or pastor,
属灵的巨人或者一个牧师
，Don't.Look higher, you know, put them too higher, okay?
就不要把他们看得过高。
Noah, Bible said, he found favor in God's eyes. He was a perfect man in those days in God's eyes.
这圣经里面讲到这个诺亚呢，他是讨神的喜悦，然后在那些日子里面，在神眼中是看为正的，
完全
看为完全的。
Bible said he's a perfect man.
圣经说他是个完全的。
You and I are not perfect.
就是我们不是完全的。
Pastor is not perfect.
牧师不是完全的。
And our elders here, a few white head people, you believe God for 20 years, 30 years, you are not perfect.
就是长老啊，就是头发都白了的，信主好几十年了，都不是完美的。
Don't assume they should. It is should be like that.
就不要去假认他们就是很强的属灵。
So you will not be stumbled.
使得你们将来不会被绊倒。
Many people when they see this, spiritual fathers or pastors, they get into a sin and they themselves left the church.
就是很多的人呢，看到那些属灵的那些长者啊，那些牧师啊，因为罪绊倒了，他们就甚至不信主了，离开教会了。
Make sure you follow Jesus, no matter what happens to other people.
要确定的是，你跟从的是主，不是他们。
No matter how old they are, how spiritual they are, if they have problems, pray for them. Don't be stumbled. Don't expect them.
不论他们有多年长，多么的有属灵，你们呢，都不要去看高他。
Because they are humans just like you and me.
因为他们都是人，就跟你我一样。
They have flesh.
他们都是有肉体的。
Just like you and me.
就像我们每个人一样。
Do you hear me?
你们有听见吗？
They are the same.
他们是一样的。
I'm the same as you.
我也是一样，跟你们是一样的。
I'm a pastor here. The Lord called me to be a pastor, not because I'm stronger than you are.
我作为牧师的话，不是因为我比你们更强，所以神才呼召我做牧师。
When the Lord called me here, then He gave me grace.
神呼召我呢，是因为神给了我这个恩典了。
If I give him grace, I can't do the things He allow me to do.
他给我的恩典呢，使得我允许我可以做我能做的事情。
If he takes away his grace, I'm nothing.
如果他把恩典拿走了，我就什么都不是了。
There was a time I just joke, and but it's true. I work in the family ministry for 10 years. I'm an I.
就是也讲个笑话，有一次我在一个家庭的那个。
服侍。
I want to say, don't assume we are strong.
就是我不要假定我们都很强。
So all my co-workers are beautiful ladies.
我的同工呢都是美丽的姐妹。
My wife says, my husband has no problem. He's very strong.
我的太太说啊，我的先生是没问题的，他是很强的。
I told her, I joke with her.
我跟他开玩笑了，跟我太太开玩笑说
，Don't assume I'm strong. You'd better pray for me.
千万不要这样假设，你得还得要为我祷告。
All men like beautiful women.
就是所有男人都喜欢美丽的。
Maybe there are exceptions.
也许有些人是特例。
Basically, don't assume. Okay, don't assume.
不要假定。
This is the second part. Don't look higher. Put them in a higher place. Or if you think he's a spiritual man, a father, or whatever.
所以第二点呢，你不要把他们看得过高，认为他们是什么属灵的、什么很高的权威之类的。
The third,
第三个
very important. When some people's nakedness is exposed, you don't want to expose further.
这如果有人赤身的话呢，他暴露了，就希望这个不要再暴露的更广。
So this is extremely important for the church now.
这个对教会来说是很重要的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the whole world, there are so many people. They have so many shameful things. They are looking for a place to be, you know, to have refuge.
这个世界呢，他们很多人都在寻找一个避难所。
That is the job of the church to provide hope, provide forgiveness, provide covering.
这是教会的角色，要去给他们提供一些啊、使他们知道这个他们罪可以被赦免。
So we don't want to expose their weakness or their sins.
所以我们不是来，我们的工作不是去暴露他们的软弱。
Now it's like Ham, he exposed his father's nakedness to other two brothers.
就像韩呢，他就把他父亲的赤子呢暴露就讲出去了。
Is there any good thing happen?
所以有什么好事吗？
Nothing good will happen.
啊，如果你暴露别人的丑事呢，就没有什么好事的。
Nothing good will happen to you.
就对你来说没有任何好处的。
Nothing good will happen to the other person.
这对别人也没有好处。
This is something we church we need to pray and pray. When people come here, no matter it's old people or younger people, come here they feel really safe.
这是我们教会要祷告的，无论是年长还是年幼来到我们教会的话，我们都要啊、就是要保守他们很多一些。
You don't need to know everybody's details of life, so you can't help them.
你不需要知道每个人太多的一些细节的东西。
Now sometimes you heard, or some brothers and sisters, can you tell me your details, what happened, that person details, so I can pray.
有的时候我们会问一个人啊，你具体告诉我那到底发生什么事情，好让我为你祷告。
God is not deaf. He does not need you to tell every detail.
神呢，他的耳朵不是听不见，不是不知道的，他不需要我们祷告的很具体，他才听见。
He knows everything.
他知道一切。
He knows everything.
他知道一切。
What we do is we just learn how to cover, just like Jesus has covered us.
我们要学到的呢，就是要怎么去遮盖别人的这些丑事。
Now, so we learn to cover. This is the key for this message.
学到去遮盖。
People heard about covering this word many, many times.
我们在这个世界上听到过很多一些遮盖、遮掩的这些。
People also question how can we cover other people? How can church cover other churches? All this.
有些人就会质疑说：“哎，教会你怎么能够遮掩别人的这些罪呢？”
You are not God.
你又不是神。
But remember, when the two sons cover their father's nakedness,
但是要记住，在圣经里面讲了这个两个儿子呢，他遮盖了他父亲的这个羞耻。
The first, they didn't even want to look at his father's nakedness.
首先，他们甚至都不敢看他父亲的赤身。
The Bible said they, two of them, they take a cloak.And go backwards, cover the.
圣经上说呢，他们两个人都拿着那个衣服倒退着，往后退，给他们盖在身上。
So you don't need to look at other people's nakedness either. So you don't need to.Even if they expose themselves to you,
就是有些人呢不小心把那个羞愧暴露在你面前。
It's a lot of cover.
你就说主啊，你遮盖，遮盖。
I don't want to know all this stuff.
我不想要看到他们的赤身。
I just want to cover.
我就想要遮盖他们。
So this is the Shem and Japheth did to Noah.
这个就是闪和亚弗。
Especially to the older generation.
诺亚身上的。
Especially to the older generation.
这特别是对年长的，我们要这样做。
Learn to cover.
我们要学习去
cover. That's called the Chinese called honoring your parents.
遮掩他们的羞愧。
This is extremely important.
尊荣你们的长辈。
Which will bring a blessing.
这个会给你们带来祝福的。
Generational blessing.
是后代都会蒙福。
Chinese know this.If you honor your parents, your generations are going to bless. That's also in the Bible.
我们华人都知道，这个父母被尊荣的话，这个后代会蒙福。
I heard so many stories.
我听了很多的故事。
Even though they are not Christians.
甚至那些不信主的基督徒。
But it's true.
但这个是真的。
When you honor your parents.
当你去尊荣你父母的时候。
What is honor? What is honor? Honor.
尊荣是什么？
尊荣。What is honoring? It's okay. 这尊荣是什么？ First is cover your parents' weakness.
对，这个尊荣是什么意思呢？尊荣的意思就是去遮掩你长辈的那些羞愧。
In the church, you also cover the spiritual parents' weakness.
在教会呢，也是去遮盖那些属于长辈的那些羞愧。
Don't talk about pastors, other spiritual leaders, or other churches. Don't talk about their negative stuff.
就不要把他们的丑事啊，那些刺身的这些事情呢，给宣扬出去。
And it will, God will give you a blessing.
神会祝福你。
Because nobody is perfect.
因为没有人是完全的
Just like you and I
就像你我
Do you like other people to talk about your weakness and nakedness?
你希望别人来讲到你的羞愧你的赤身吗
No
不
It's the same way
同样的
And it will bring blessings
我们这样的话 你不去传扬别人的羞愧你会得到祝福
So basically this is a lesson that we don't expose people's nakedness.But instead, we cover.
所以这是一个功课，我们不是去暴露别人的这个丑事。
Bible says Jesus blood covers our sins.
就像主耶稣他的宝血遮盖我们的罪。
I'm always very touched by how God works.
我真的是很触动，是神他是怎么样工作的。
You know, God never.Remember your sins, you are Christian. When you are saved, God does not remember.
你知道，当你得救了，你信了主了，作为基督徒了，神就赦免你的过犯。他就说，我都忘记了你的过犯了。
Yesterday I watched a video. Somebody he died and went to heaven. He said, "In heaven, I didn't remember any of my sins. Nobody remembered their sins because Jesus already."Cross them off.
我看到一个视频，像有个人他死了，去了天上，在天上呢，他都忘记自己的罪，没有人记得他的罪。
And also, I also had an experience to, to be translated for a prophet. His name was Emil in the past.
我也曾经给一个先知做翻译。
Because I was very touched because through the prophecy, I knew God.Does not remember people's sins.
我很被触动，就是我听到我在翻译过程当中是听到是神怎样不再纪念他们的过犯。
I sometimes he go to serve in a Chinese church. I was his translator.
他有时也在华人这个教会里面服侍。
I knew those people. I knew the pastor. Knew some of the congregation.
我知道那些人、那些牧师还有他们的会众，我都知道他们。他们的事情
I know part of their history
我知道他们的一些历史
Emil did not know
但是那个先知的 Emil 他是不知道的
When he prophesied to somebody it's so powerful because as if God knows everything about that person
他祷告的时候他预言的时候他那个话语实在是太强了就好像他是神一样知道所有的这些事情。
However, the person was so touched and weeping.
领受话语的人呢，他们非常被触动。
And feel loved.
在流泪，但是却感受到爱。
But when I reflect, Lord never prophesied through email about the believer's sin, even the non-believer's sin.
但是我在回想
Especially believer's sin, never.
但是我在回想那个神通过这个 email 先知对那些人说的那些预言没有一个是在指出他们的罪来的
过去的罪
就过去的罪
Even if the sins now the Lord will not expose them in the public
即使是我知道他们现在有些罪的这个事情但是那个预言里面却没有把它公开出来
This is also how you can discern from the Holy Spirit and the evil spirit in the future. I won't touch this now.
这个就是呢，我们怎么样去这样分辨呢？是哪些话是从神的，哪些话是不从神的？
Okay, so don't expose but cover.
所以呢，就是不要去暴露别人的罪啊，别人的这个羞愧这些东西，我们要去选择去遮盖。
The next one, next lesson, fourth lesson is.
就是、
When you are offended, you are, you know, irritated. Don't curse.
当你被冒犯的时候呢，千万不要就是开始怒起来，开始去咒诅人。
Noah did this.
诺亚就做了的时候。
You know, sometimes we Christians, we have excuse. You know, I am a human. Now I need to be real to you.So I need to say what I want to say.
有的时候我们基督徒会说啊，我也是人，我现在我要做我真实自己，我要说什么就说什么。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，We need to control our tongue.
我们还是要控制我们的舌头。
That's why I need to pray.
这就是为什么说我们要祷告。
You would rather your tongue to pray more instead of talking more.
你宁愿用你的舌头多祷告。多过于你说话。
The Bible says more words has more trouble.
圣经上说多言多语必有过失。
So、don't talk too much.
所以不要说太多。
After this, nobody want talk to me. You can still talk in class, okay? But just the idea is, don't say the words. When you say any words, you need to think, pray, and then say it.
So.我说了以后会不会是后面没有人跟我说话了的意思呢就是说要多祷告多过于说话
Chinese has a word 三思而后行啊
对对 Think twice
So you think three times before you do anything
是
You know we thank God we thank God
我们感谢主
Susan and I and Alvin went through many things in the church
Susan 啊，牧师啊，还有我 Alvin 啊，我们三个人经过很多事情。
Our church went through something before, but the Lord give us grace. Susan, I, and Alvin, we never talk about anything, the negative things about the people left.
也真的是感谢神给我们恩典。我们虽然经历了很多事情，但我们三个人从来不会去传说别人的那些。
There was a time our church is about maybe 60, 70 people. Eventually we have 6, 7 people left.
我们教会有段时间是有六七十个人但是后来就变成只有六七个人大概。
But we never talk about the negative things about the people. Why the church split? Why these things happen?
但我们从来不会去曝光别人这些事情说这个为什么这个为什么那个。
Some people even some people stay in the church ask us pastor what happened
甚至教会里面还留下来的人会问牧师到底发生了什么
You need to explain to us
你得要解释一下
I didn't explain
但是我没有解释
Because if I explain had explained
因为如果我要解释的话
I have to expose other people's sin and weakness
那就会涉及到别人的这些软弱了别人的罪
so I didn't explain to anybody.
所以我不能跟别人解释这些事。
So later, more people left.
后来就更多人离开了。
Because if you don't explain, you must have a problem.
因为你不解释的话，那你肯定是你有问题。
You know, thank God, I said yes.
感谢主
I have the problem.
感谢主，我说是的，我。
For sure, I have some problems.
我有问题，我那当然我肯定是有问题的。
But I know that the Lord is pleased with what we have done.
但是我真的感恩神还是喜悦我们当时所做的事。
This will bring a blessing to this church.
这会给我们教会带来祝福。
It's not because of us.
不是因为我们。
But because we, Lord, give us grace to keep the word of God.
因为我们有这个神。他在替我们保守这一切。
Just like David, when he had opportunity to kill Saul, he didn't kill him.
就像大卫，他有个机会可以杀这个扫罗。
He didn't slam the Saul.
没有动手，他甚至对他那个时候可以杀扫罗。
He didn't even slam the Saul. slam 说他的坏话。
哦，他甚至是没有说他任何的。
That's why God said, "You are a shepherd after my heart."
所以神说你是合我心意的牧者。
When David be the king, was the king, the whole Israel was so united.
所以当大卫他做王的时候，整个以色列就统一起来了。
Because he does not take advantage of other people's weakness.
因为他没有占别人的便宜，就是别人软弱的时候，他没有趁机占便宜。
He will put everything in the Lord's hands.
他把任何这一切都带到神的面前。
The Lord was able to deal with Saul.
是让神来对付这个扫罗。
He didn't want the Lord to use his hand to deal with Saul.
他
didn't
want himself to use his hand to kill Saul.
他不想要让自己来对付这个扫罗。他让神来对付。
So brothers and sisters, we are going to have people have problems coming to the church.
所以当有人来到我们教会，他是有一些问题的。
Lord is the one who's able to deal with all the problems.
我们要让神来，来对付他们的那些问题。
We are called to bless.
我们是被呼召去祝福他
Not to curse
不去咒诅他们
We are called to bring the good news to people
我们是被呼召去把好消息带给他们
Not bad news
不是坏消息给他们
There are enough bad news
他们已经得到坏消息太多了
There are enough bad news in this world
他们在这个世上得到这坏消息太多了
You don't need to tell people another one more bad news
你不需要再告诉他们另外一个坏消息
So this is what we're supposed to do.
所以这是我们要做的。
This is what happened in the history.
这是在历史上发生的事。
The bad influence and the good influence happened.
这是好的影响力和坏的影响力。
We will learn the lesson.
我们会学这个功课。
But in Christ Jesus, we have the power.
在耶稣基督里面，我们有这样的能力。
We are first forgiven.
我们首先赦免。
Our sins are covered.
我们的罪也被主耶稣遮盖。
Our nakedness is covered.
我们的赤身肉体也被遮盖。
So Jesus said.
所以耶稣说
，I will send you. You can do the same to other people. You can do the same to other people.
所以我差遣你们，你们也可以这样去对待别人。
We are going to be His messengers.
我们会做他的使者。
To bring hope.
去把这个盼望给带出去
to bring forgiveness
去带去这个赦免
bring confidence to this world
去带去安慰
bring security, sense of security
把这个平安这个安全感带给这个世界
the whole world is looking for this sense of security
这个全世界都在寻找这个安全感
that is through our faith
这个安全感是要通过这个耶稣基督的信仰。
Now let's stand and we pray。
所以我们一起来站起来，一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father，
我们的天父
，We thank you for your Son Jesus Christ。
为你的儿子耶稣基督献上感恩。
He's given to us。
他已经赦免了我们。
He's given to us。
啊，他已经给了我们。
Oh, He has come to take our sins。
他来除去我们的罪
We thank you
我们感谢你
And today
今天
We say Lord
我们说主啊
Forgive us
赦免我们
Forgive us again
再次赦免我们
I just feel when brothers and sisters you are convicted by this message spend some time to pray to the Lord ask for the Lord's forgiveness
所以我想弟兄姐妹们如果你今天听的这个道的话你可以到神面前求神来，如果你觉得有你的罪，就求神赦免你的罪。
Especially in the area of exposing people's nakedness and things, Lord, is Lord, forgive me.
如果说我们曾经暴露过别人的罪，暴露过别人的这个赤身肉体和羞愧，我们今天求神来赦免我们。
Lord, please forgive us.
主啊，你赦免我们。
If we have cursed our children, cursed other people, Lord, forgive us.
如果你曾经咒诅你的孩子啊，也求神赦免你。
So Lord, we say, Lord, we would rather like Shem and Jasus to cover other people's sins.
所以我们祷告，真的主啊，我们更愿意像韩和雅弗一样去遮盖别人的过犯。
Lord, you make us to be an instrument of peace.
主啊，你造我们成为这个和平的管道。
Instrument of blessing.
是成为祝福的管道。
Instrument of forgiveness.
是成为可以赦免别人的一个。
So that when sinners come around us, they feel safe.
所以当那些罪人来到我们身边的时候，他们可以在神里面可以找到安全感。
Just like when Jesus was on the earth, all the sinners follow him, feel very safe.
就像耶稣来到这个世上，有很多的罪人跟他在一起，他们在主里面有安全感。
Because in you there's true love and true forgiveness.
因为在你里面有真的爱，真的赦免。
The true mercy and the true compassion.
真的。慈爱和真的这个
Lord
激情
May you pour down upon us
主啊愿你浇灌我们
This compassion
浇灌我们这样一个热情
The heart of mercy
这个怜悯和恩慈
And the heart of forgiveness
有这样一个愿意赦免的心
Lord we thank you
主啊我们感谢你
We know that what you have promised, you will do it.
我们知道你应许我们的，你会成就。
You are the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
你是我们的信心的创始成终者。
We're looking forward to the day.
我们很期待那一天。
And many, many people come and find the good news.
很多人会来寻找这个新的好消息。
Many, many people will be saved.
很多人会得救。
And rejoice in Jesus Christ.
他们会在基督里面会欢喜快乐。
They will dance and sing in the church.
他们会跳舞，会唱歌。
Because their sins are forgiven.
因为他们的罪已经被赦免了。
Because their nakedness are covered.
因为那赤身已经被遮盖了。
You remember no more.
你就不再纪念了。
Everyone who's in Jesus Christ, a new creation.
每个人在耶稣基督里面呢，都是新造的人。
The old has gone, new has come.
旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
The new has come.
新的已经来了。
Lord, may you bless everyone.
主啊，愿你祝福
standing here,
站在这里的每一位。
And also bless our older generation.
愿祝福我们的长辈。
Bless our parents.
祝福我们的父母。
No matter where they are,
无论他们在哪里。
Also bless our children.
也祝福我们的孩子。
They will not be lost in this world.
他们不会失落在这个世界里面。
They will find salvation, find the direction.
他们找到真正的救恩和方向。
They will find hope in you.
他们会在里面找到盼望。
They will find the truth.
他们找到真理。
Their eyes will be open.
他们的眼睛会被打开。
To see the true light.
看到真光。
We pray that they will not be confused.By all the things, information in this world.
我们祷告，他们不会被这个世界的这些东西所迷惑。
They will be saved.
他们会被得救。
And they will be blessed.
他们会蒙福。
They will serve the Almighty God.
他们会服侍全能的神。
Thank you.
感谢你。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.